All right, here we are in front of a live audience on a Nevada Matters media show called Unite Radio, normally hosted by Richard Flyer, who we're going to actually send out some prayers and wonderful thoughts towards his father. He couldn't be with us for the taping of Unite Radio today because his father just entered the ER. That's Richard Flyer's father. Everybody say a prayer for him. We taped this show, Unite Radio, in front of a live audience at Reno Town Mall now at 2 o'clock every Tuesday. Come join the audience, like a gentleman who just took Richard's place on the panel today, Michael Trudell. And Michael Trudell is known throughout all of Northern Nevada, and he's running for city council as well. So, Mike, thanks for being in the audience, and thanks for at the last second saying I'll sit in for Richard.
Well, thank you for having me sit in today.
And, you know, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to continue on with our segment on forgiveness and, more importantly, the Ho'oponopono. That's right. You heard me right. That's Ho'oponopono. It's from Hawaii, and Bud James explained it last week to us. We're going to continue on. That's New Vistas International, Bud James. Bud, again, welcome to Unite Radio, my friend.
Thank you, Eddie. It's a pleasure to be here.
And if you don't mind, let's personalize the show a little bit for some of the new listeners to Unite Radio, some of the new people in the audience here at Reno Town Mall. A little bit about Bud James and what got you involved in Ho'oponopono.
To me, the power of the Ho'oponopono is in its simplicity.
Yes.
It is a wonderful tool that anyone can utilize, especially when they're reaching for a better feeling, when they're trying to move out of whatever stuck situation they're in with someone they're upset with, and they want to move into, perhaps, get towards a state of forgiveness. The Ho'oponopono really helps.
And, you know, I'm so glad you said the simplicity of it. You know, there's certain, if you will, different type of enlightenment practices that people utilize from time to time. I know that several of them from friends of mine, like Dr. Wayne Dyer, have actually gotten involved with me personally and said, you ought to try this, you ought to try that. And another one that I got very, very familiar with was the Course in Miracles. And how does Ho'oponopono align itself with the Course in Miracles?
Well, very closely. There are a lot of interesting supporting thoughts in the Course underneath of the Ho'oponopono. There's a few areas where it doesn't quite meet up, but it has everything to do with the fact that the Course says very, very clearly there's nothing to be guilty about. And when we look at the line in the Ho'oponopono that says, I'm sorry, the question is that a guilt question in your mind? Are you feeling guilty as a result of what's going on? And so what I've done is I've taken it and modified it slightly so it's much more in alignment with the thinking of A Course in Miracles.
You know, and for a lot of people say, well, you know, what kind of ooga booga are they talking about now? Mm-hmm. I want people to realize something, that Ho'oponopono is a practice that the legislature in Hawaii actually, if you will, voted on and declared it, okay, a national treasure. That's how important it is to the mm-hmm. people in Hawaii. Am I right?
That's absolutely true. It teaches the notion of total responsibility, and it's very, very empowering. And it has been used in the Huna for many, many, many countless decades to resolve conflict within families.
Wow. And you know, like you said, a lot of times, sometimes when people talk about enlightenment, they really push it too far. I've heard this from like Dr. Wayne Dyer. I've heard it from Dr. Deepak Chopra.
Sure.
Sometimes we overthink it. Like you take a most recent book that I remember has really gone around the world, like The Four Agreements mm-hmm. with Michael Ruiz. Okay.
Right.
And you know, they're so simple.
The four agreements
are so simple, but if everybody lived by them, what kind of world would we be living in today?
Oh, so much better.
Oh, amen, brother.
Oh, so amen. Much better.
And by the way, I say amen from a spiritual standpoint because we do have two men of faith. Now, a lot of people don't understand something. When someone teaches, and I do understand this, if I'm not mistaken, you actually teach this, and if that's the right terminology, teach it at the Gerber Medical Center. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
I I run a Course in Miracles study group on Monday night, 6:30 at the Gerber Medical Clinic.
Wow. I tell you what, that Gerber, say hello to that most wonderful Nevada family, the Gerber family. Aren't they wonderful?
They are terrific. They offer us that space at no charge.
Yeah, that's the type of family they are, too. Interviewed him over the years many, many times. And so please say hello for all of us here. But I'm so glad you're here, came back, and so that we could continue on with Ho'oponopono here on Unite Radio. Could we get a little bit into the process, if you don't mind?
Of Ho'oponopono?
Please.
Certainly. So the core of it, as I mentioned earlier, is the notion of total responsibility. And the recognition is one of the very famous teachers of the Ho'oponopono, Dr. Len, actually was able to cure an entire psychiatric ward by doing nothing but daily for 2 years the Ho'oponopono on each of the patients. Within 2 years, they had to shutter the place because all the patients got better. They left. The morale of the staff improved drastically.
Wow.
Everybody was happy. There was nothing left for them to do because everyone had felt calm, peace, love, and forgiven.
You know, that is so wonderful to hear. Can you imagine what that would take place here in our nation if more and more clinical people took that same attitude and looked at it as actually they're driving themselves out of business, but what a wonderful way to drive themselves out of business by creating a much better world to live in.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mike? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I just think that that's part of being in a healthy community, and that would be... if we did have people take responsibility for their actions and for their choices, it would be a better community.
You know, and I'm so glad you said that. And if you just tuned in, listeners, that's Michael Trudell. He was in the audience here, and at the last minute when Richard Flyer called in, the host of Unite Radio said, I've got to be with my father in ER. Can you cover the show as we continue on with Bud James and segment two of Ho'oponopono? I said, absolutely. I invited Mike to join us here on set. He said he would. One of the things, Mike, that I find very interesting, and Bud, you chime in too, is that a lot of people, you know, now let's face it, when you think Reno, when you think Las Vegas, and you're from, let's say, another area, first you're going to think of glitter, you're going to think of, you know, wine, women, and song all across the nation. But a lot of people don't realize how faith-based this community truly is, do they?
I think you're right that a lot of people don't think about Nevada being a faith-based community or people of faith. We're involved with the church that are trying to reach 10% of this community, and we do believe that we can do that and reach out to people and share our faith. And I am involved with a men's ministry, have been for the past 10 years.
And wonderful.
I every Tuesday night I facilitate an anger management group for men, and that's talk about your
good for you
taking total responsibility.
This and is anger creates a lot of forgiveness opportunities, doesn't it?
You know, I'm so glad you said that. Now, how wonderful. You know, I don't believe in coincidences. So Michael Trudell stopped by to join the audience, listen to Unite Radio at the perfect time. Here he teaches anger management, and here we have Bud James talking about forgiveness through the practice of Ho'oponopono. What a wonderful segue into that, because, you know, just like you said, Bud, anger does create a wonderful opportunity for forgiveness, right?
Well, absolutely. If you take a look at anger, it's on this interesting teeter-totter of anger and guilt. What anger really wants to say is, I feel I've been treated unfairly by perhaps some individual. And what they really want more than anything else is to create guilt in that party. Because if they're guilty, guilt demands punishment. And so as the angry person, I get to punish that individual. More importantly, if I can create guilt in that other person, they'll punish themselves, so I win. It's a double whammy.
Wow. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually ask someone, not only from the audience, but someone who really makes Nevada Matters happen, and that's Debbie McCarthy, to actually come up, because you know what? One thing we do here is we share honesty on the set of all of our talk shows, and especially Unite Radio, since we're talking about Ho'oponopono. We're going to have Debbie McCarthy come up and actually share with you, Bud, a real-life experience that she just had. Listeners, This is Unite Radio. We're heard on our flagship 99.1 FM Talk. That's Fox News Radio. And we tape this show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Please come join us at the Reno Town Mall. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Two Feathers is an American Indian healing formula over 100 years old that has been used successfully for cancer, tumors, herpes, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, allergies, venereal diseases, yeast and fungal infections, parasites, lupus, liver detox, Morgellons disease, worms, and skin cancer. Also used as a powerful preventive remedy and detoxifier once or twice a year. Healing as nature intended. Call Robert Roy at 775-324-4889 for more information. Once again, please call Robert Roy at 775-324-4889 for all your healing needs. Or visit his website at www.healingformula.net.
We are back now with the second segment of Unite Radio, heard right here on our flagship station, 99.1 FM Talk. That is Fox News Radio, and we tape this show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Come join the audience here at Reno Town Mall, directly across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center. We have been interviewing Bud James, but now it's Bud's turn, because along with Michael Trudell, we now have Debbie McCarthy on the set with us. Bud, I'm going to have you just absolutely ask her the questions about her experience when it comes to forgiveness.
Thanks, Eddie. So, Debbie, I understand that you've had a lot of the classic challenges that many of us have had in life. There's one in particular that you would like to talk about, and the question you had asked me earlier was, how do I find forgiveness in this?
Yes, I did. Okay. This one happened a long time ago.
Yes.
I won't say my age quite here, but I was probably about 5 years old, well, between 4 and 5. And my birth mom was very young, and she needed help.
Mm-hmm.
So without telling me, she said we were going to go see a friend, you know, for the afternoon. So, you know, we get there, and I'm there. And then the mom that I went to visit said that I was going to go to the park with their daughter, who mm-hmm. was a year younger, and the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the park, and all of a sudden I got this urge that I wanted to go back. I'm like, can we go back? And they're like, no, almost time. I go back, we walk in the room, and my mom is gone. So we're talking a 4 or 5 year old, had no idea this was going to happen. I thought I was going for a day in the park with a new friend. I walk in there, and there's no mom. And I'm like, where's my mom? And they said, she's gone, you're never going to see her again. And I was horrified. It was like, I can't believe, to this day, and I've hit the 5-0 mark, I've never forgot that.
Of course.
And it took probably 3 months of staying in this home. I was horrified, and I was really angry,
mm-hmm.
and I was upset, and I cried a lot, and I threw tantrums, and I did anything I could to let them send me back to my mom. And they kept saying, no, you're not going to go. So finally, at one point, I was such an ornery little stinkpot that they finally said, okay, you can go. So at that point, they called my mom, and I got to go back home. And at that young age, I was just happy to be home with her. So I really didn't get the whole anger part then.
Mm-hmm.
Then as I grew older, like a few years older, I was lucky. And then I was taken in by a wonderful mom and dad, Terry and Tony, and my dad's here in the audience. And he rescued me, thank God, at age 7. So I was able to have a beautiful home. And I still, it was in my mind, the back of my mind, it was there. And I was always really nervous, and I didn't want to be abandoned, and I didn't talk a lot. So that 3 or 4 months of my life affected me even through now, because the whole of being abandoned and all that. And then at one point when I had got married and my name had changed, so thank goodness my parents, Terry and Tony, said they wanted to adopt me to make me theirs. And I was like, wow, this is great. And even at that point, my birth mom was like, I don't know. I'm thinking, what? You've already let me go once. And then I'm here, and I have this beautiful home, and I'm already married, my name changed, and it's still bothering you? I don't understand. So I was a little bit angry again. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I have a chance to mm-hmm. have a real, even though they were my parents, to officially adopt me and make me officially theirs. So at that point, I kind of felt like I need to deal with this. So I talked to her about it and said, okay, why? What's up with this? And then that's when I told her, do you remember that time? I'm really angry with you. And I finally said it to her. I'm so upset. How could you do that? And I said, you know what it's like in that household? And I told her the stories, and she had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
She had no idea they were mean. She had no idea what I went through. And she apologized, and she said, I'm really sorry. I thought I was doing what was best for you. And I said, I know that now as an adult. And at that point, I said, I forgive you. I'm okay with it. But I still, it's still there in the back, and she, thank goodness, she gave me a beautiful home, you know, with Terry and Tony, and she did give me a gift, because I now have an amazing dad who's rescued me again, and he's with me, and I love him. But that was hard to forgive, and I know that if I would have kept it in, I would not have been a happy person. But it was tough, but well, we all have things like that.
Well, first of all, good job for actually communicating your true feelings.
Took a while. Took a long time.
That's important. You know, you have to start somewhere, and that's a good place to start, is to recognize that we need to say what's really going on inside our hearts and minds. But second, and doing it in a place of peace is really important. Sometimes we can do that, sometimes we can't. But what's really interesting here is the recognition that this happened in the past, right? And nothing like it could ever happen again.
Thank goodness.
Right. That all by itself is a step towards forgiveness, right? The main reason why we don't forgive someone is because we're still punishing them.
I wouldn't do that to anybody, though.
I understand
I hope
that.
Not.
On an unconscious level, this is what we're doing, right? We're not ready to stop punishing them. When we can move into that place of understanding, and this is the key, and the second aspect of forgiveness, and a part of what the Ho'oponopono really works on, is understanding. At the core of it is the recognition that everyone is doing the best they can all the time. If they act in impulse, or if they act with a measured action, they're doing the best they can with what they have. So your mom made some decisions at that time in her life based on her upbringing, her environment, her resources financially, mentally, physically, all of that. Everything that she could do in that time, she felt that was a good decision.
That's correct.
If 1 second, 1 minute, one day, 10 years, 20 years later, all of a sudden, she goes, oh, that wasn't a good decision. I should have chose B over A. That's new learning. That's an opportunity for expanding our awareness, not for creating regret, not for creating guilt. It's an opportunity for us to learn how to be better in the future, right?
Yes, that makes sense. And I have to say, I do talk to her almost every single day, and I check on her. So I have made a huge step.
I can appreciate that.
I do.
And that's huge.
Yeah, she's
because
a great woman.
Remember, forgiveness is not for them.
It's for us.
Forgiveness is for you. That's right, Debbie.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Because otherwise your heart gets not very good, and it gets hard. And I tell you, if you can ask anybody one thing about me, I'm a heart person.
Yes.
And I love everybody and all my family and friends. So I cannot be angry with anybody. It's really hard for me to stay angry because I just love everybody.
I can appreciate that.
Debbie, could I ask you a question?
You can ask me whatever you like. I'm pretty open.
Okay. I try to get guys to relate to the feelings that are attached to their emotions, and guys aren't really good at that. But have you ever tried to attach a feeling to how you felt at that time?
Actually, yeah.
What?
I would say at that moment, and I could still remember it, the moment the feeling was... I don't think I knew what anger was at that young age. I would say the feeling was just scared to death. Just scared, because I was abandoned, okay. So I thought, I was just scared. I was literally scared for 3 or 4 months, just scared.
And fear is definitely an emotion. A lot of people, when they think about anger, they think that, you know, they feel this thing. Mm-hmm. And they call it anger, but really anger is like this big umbrella that encompasses so many emotions. And if we can ever, what I try to get some of the guys to realize is, if we can ever attach a feeling word to exactly the situation, to the event, then we're better able to put an I statement onto that. Mm-hmm. I feel sad. I feel afraid.
Totally agree with you. In another instance, with my ex, anger, and I don't really think it was all of his anger. I think it was fear of not being as confident, of not being secure. So I think instead of saying, I'm not secure with this relationship, it was, I'm angry, and I'm going to act angry, and I'm going to be mean, and I'm going to be ornery. But I think it was fear.
You know, I'm going to ask Bud and or Michael, Debbie, because I totally agree with you. I have learned over the years and years of just listening to people such as our two wonderful people on the set today, Bud and Michael, with the fact that one teaches anger management, the other one teaches A Course in Miracles, as well as Ho'oponopono. I have heard that everything we do is based on either fear or love. Period.
That's
everything
right.
we do. Is that correct?
That's right.
So then, Debbie, you hit the nail on the head.
I would say,
you know,
rather
your
be
ex,
love.
When you really think about it, your ex was acting totally out of fear. And so maybe that's where the forgiveness comes in once we realize that somebody treated us this terrible way because they were nothing but afraid.
That's right. It really is all based on that. Anger is really an expression of fear, right? And you can express fear in countless forms, but all of it is basically categorized as not love.
Wow. You know, this is Unite Radio, and it's brought to you by Connecting the Good. And I'll tell you what, that's what Richard Flyer always tries to do here. We're with Bud James, Debbie McCarthy, and Michael Trudell, and we will be right back.
If you're approaching retirement and looking for guaranteed income for life, give me a call and I'll personally show you how you can generate an income that you cannot outlive. And I'll show you how to add a bonus to your retirement nest egg immediately. I'm Jamie Cook, owner of MC Squared Wealth Solutions, an independent wealth management firm here in Reno, Nevada. If you're between the ages of 50 and 65, calling MC Squared Wealth Solutions will be one of the smartest decisions you'll make. I'll show you a stable way to grow your retirement dollars tax deferred with a very important benefit. Your premium and interest earned will never be lost due to index volatility. You've worked hard and saved all your life for this moment. Why not protect your money and enjoy peace of mind knowing your income will be there as long as you live? Call me, Jamie Cook, at MC Squared Wealth Solutions today. Toll free, 888-825-3001. That's 888-825-3001. Or log on to the website, www.mc2ws.com.
Hi, this is Debbie McCarthy of Nevada Matters Media. I want to tell you about a national sponsor we have at Nevada Matters Media, PalmBroker.com. I'm inviting all of you to visit their beautiful website and take a look at all the unbelievable merchandise, including my favorite and every girl's favorite, diamonds. All you have to remember is PalmBroker.com.
We are back now with the third and final segment of Unite Radio, wishing Richard Flyer's father well in the ER, because Richard could not be with us today on Unite Radio. We have Bud James. We've been talking about Ho'oponopono. Debbie McCarthy, if you just tuned in, shared an actual real-life experience with us I thought was wonderful. We have Michael Trudell, who, when he heard Richard Flyer couldn't be here, actually decided he would join us from the audience, and we love that. And Michael teaches a course on anger management, and at the end of this segment, we'll get the information of that, as well as the fact that Bud James teaches a course on A Course in Miracles at the Gerber Medical Center, and we'll give that information out at the end of this segment as well. You know, Bud, I'm going to go to you right now, because while Debbie and Michael are here, could you please just briefly go over the three forms of forgiveness that are a part of Ho'oponopono?
Certainly. So the first level is forgiveness as we experience it in the world. This really isn't a form of forgiveness. It's really a form of withholding punishment. I see what you did. I don't like it. You're wrong. You have done something that's horrible and terrible. I'm not going to beat you up about it right now, so I'm quote-unquote forgiving you, but I'm watching you.
Wow.
That's forgiveness as we experience it in the world. It's not really forgiveness.
No, not at all.
No. And the second level is what we talked about already with Debbie, which is that form of understanding, recognizing that everyone is doing the best they can with whatever it is that they're doing at the time. And if you were in their shoes, you would probably make the exact same decision they did. And this applies for everyone in the world throughout all time.
Exactly.
And then the third form is forgiveness by grace. This is the recognition of that connection with the divine that's in every single one of us. That spark of connection that's connected to God, source, the universe, whatever it is that you call it, that is in every single person.
Wow.
And when we see that in them, that's the part of them that we can connect with. That is the core of connecting the good, is realizing that there's goodness in everyone. And when we see that, that's the part of where we can say, I love that part. Wow. And I'm at peace with that person as a result.
And, you know, we talked in the very first segment about both you and Michael. I remember even prior to the show coming on, we were talking about the fact that both of you are extremely spiritual, okay, and that both of you practice your faith. And, you know, it reminds me of you know, when you really think about it, when Jesus was turning the other cheek, that's a form of forgiveness as well, is it not?
That's right. In fact, when he was turning the other cheek, what he was really doing is recognizing that the form of what was going on was very simple. We only do one of two things at all times. We're either asking for love or offering love. We could be very, very unskillful in how we ask for love. And it could look like anger. It could look like hurt. It could look like pain or torment. It could look like a lot of things. But it's still a request for love. The correct response in all situations is love.
Wow. And like I said, everything is either based on fear or love. Told that so many times. I, with a smile on my face, I remember my grandmother, you know, saying to me, Eddie, if you can't forgive and forget, pick one. You know, and I used to say, well, Grandma, it's not as easy as that. Right. But, you know, I didn't have Michael Trudell's anger management class. Before we run out of time, how do people get a hold of you? And I'll tell you why. We do three different veteran shows here on Fox News Radio as well. And, you know, it comes up PTSD all the time, post-traumatic stress, you know, disorder, and the anger that they have to deal with. And I've heard such wonderful things about the course you teach. How do people get a hold of you, Michael?
We have a group at Sparks Christian Fellowship on Tuesday nights. Used to be called the Healing Community. Now it's just called Tuesday Night Groups. And the phone number for SCF is 331-2303.
Wow, and that's a great organization. We have enough time, Bud, for you to give out the information. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do this on Richard Flyer's behalf. Me and Debbie McCarthy are going to invite you back for next week so that we can continue on, because thanks to Michael Trudell and thanks to Debbie McCarthy, we just scratched the surface of Ho'oponopono. How can people get a hold of you and attend the Course of Miracles at the Gerber Medical Center?
Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate that, Debbie. We have a website that you can certainly visit. It has all of our information and a number of links on it. It's pause.com. That's pause with dashes. P-A-U-S-E.com.
I love that.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
Listeners, this has been Unite Radio. Tune in next week, 8:30 p.m. every Sunday evening, when next week you'll also hear Richard Flyer, who hopefully will be back on set with Bud James as we continue on Ho'oponopono.